Hey everyone, it's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're coming to you from the hottest hotspot on planet Earth with regard to the coronavirus. More people are getting infected here per capita than anywhere else on the globe. This is Liège, Belgium.
We are at one of the largest hospitals in Liège, the CHC Montlegia Clinic. This hospital is full of people infected with COVID-19. Not only patients, though.
No, yeah, in a decision that kind of stunned me and stunned Gabe, they have decided at this hospital and others around it to ask their doctors, even if they have COVID-19, even if they have a coronavirus infection, to keep treating patients, to come in and work if they're asymptomatic and aren't showing any symptoms.
And as desperate as that sounds, that is not even the worst part of the story here. We're going to be speaking with the head of Belgium's Association of Doctors. He says that in 10 days is when it's really going to get out of control here.
Science Unscripted.
Okay, so my name is Philippe De Vos. I'm the president of the Medical Union of Belgium. I'm working in CHC Montlegia Liège as intensivist in critical care unit. And I'm also the president of the Medical Council of CHC Liège.
Dr. De Vos, how many people have COVID-19 in this hospital right here?
Around 250 people have COVID-19 right now.
And how many doctors are in there treating them?
Oh, we are more than 100 doctors to treat them because we have to do shift 24 hours and 7 days a week. So they need many doctors and many nurses to be treated.
And how many of those doctors have tested positive for COVID-19? Or how many of them have the coronavirus right now?
Right now, we have around 10% of nurses and doctors that are symptomatic and so that are at home, sick. In other hospitals in Liège, we have around 25% of doctors and nurses that are sick at home. And for this reason, we are now forced to use asymptomatic doctors and nurses in order to work in COVID-19 departments.
So you have doctors right now in hospitals here in the Belgian city of Liège who are working even though they have the coronavirus, they have an infection right now.
Yes, they are infected but not sick, so they don't have COVID-19 disease. They are like you and me, asymptomatic. But we don't have any solution anymore. We are forced to ask them to work if they agree. Only in COVID-19 wards, in order not to infect our patients, of course. And it's now the rule in all the country. The Ministry of Health accepted to change the rule yesterday.
So even though these doctors are and nurses are asymptomatic, doesn't that mean they can increase the viral load of the patients they're caring for?
Actually, they are authorized to work if their own viral load is low. So they must be asymptomatic with a low viral load. So it means that they cannot hire the viral load of our patients. Right now, we don't have any problem about that. And the other solution is not to admit a patient at the hospital because we don't have beds. So it's dying or being treated by a positive positive doctors. All the patients are choosing not to die.
I cannot believe how desperate this situation sounds. What are your colleagues feeling? What is the atmosphere like among the people who are working inside there right now?
We are resignated. We know that we'll try to do the best we can, and then we still are hoping that it will be sufficient, but we are not sure of that anymore.
Are you afraid for your lives?
For my own life, of course not, because I've been infected in April. But some of my colleagues are frightened for their own life.
If I'm sick or in need of medical attention here in Belgium, is it possible that I can't come to a hospital right now because of the situation? What is this like for the general Belgian population?
Yeah, last Monday, there was an helicopter, medical helicopter that came to a car crash. And he asked a place somewhere in an hospital, and all the hospital refused to receive him. So he decided to come to the approaches hospital and he gave the patient without authorization, but it was that he was forced to do. So we are in a very difficult situation at this time in Belgium, yes.
This sounds like a Stephen King novel or something that's absolutely unbelievable, yet you seem to somehow keep it going. The numbers are going up. They will probably continue to go up when it comes to COVID-19 infections. When will this implode?
Mathematical models are saying that it will happen in 10 days. So in 10 days, we will have only two choices available. Transfer patients to Germany and hope we will don't do triage. Otherwise, we'll have to do triage. I mean, there will be only one bed remaining and two patients, and the doctors will have to choose which one of the two patients will be able to be in the only bed we have. That's triage. Usually it's done in terrorism, in war, in catastrophe like a nuclear explosion or something like that. But it's the first time I think that a world country will have to do that.
Can I ask how you are really feeling right now at this point? You've been working for many years in your position. Now you're confronted with this. How do you feel?
Sad. Sad because I hope now for 6 months that it would never happen, that people would have understood the risk and that people would have changed their habits for 1 year just to avoid that. But it's a failure of the solidarity between people in Belgium. And a question of balance between solidarity and individual rights. And some people choose their own rights compared to solidarity. And the result is now here. I've seen people dying and regretting that they didn't wear the mask. I saw that. I saw families that made a big party with all the family, and all the family was infected. And I've got a family right now where 80% of the family is in my bed here right now after just a birthday party in the family. That's what I'm seeing now. The danger now in Europe is everywhere. If people don't take hard measure soon, then you can live a nightmare like we are living now.
Okay, so we are back in studio now.
That was Philippe DeVos, who we were speaking to there. He's the head of the Association of Belgian Doctors.
Yeah, so good to be back in Germany. It felt kind of hairy, kind of scary there in Liège, Belgium. What I find crazy, in addition to all the things he said, is I was there in Liège on August 15th, Gabe. August 15th, everything in that city, I went there for a night.
Different atmosphere at that point.
Well, they've got an area of the city called Le Carré, the square, which it's like you have 16 different alleyways. All the people were cramped together. It's a huge drinking mile, basically. And even back then, I came back telling people here, they're acting like there isn't a coronavirus. The social distancing was non-existent. The mask wearing was happening in all the wrong places. They were coming off in all the wrong places. And it's unbelievable to me how it can go from that, from a drinking mile, to the world's worst coronavirus outbreak.
Looking into his eyes, Philippe's eyes, you could see he was trembling.
I thought
he was holding it together.
He was,
but you could see the fear in his eyes that is 10 days away.
He was holding back tears. One thing, Gabe, you left. You walked over to a waffle stand at that point. Didn't buy any waffles. That's something we discussed. Let's go into Belgium and go out without eating.
I just wanted to be near the waffles.
To smell the waffles. He said something that I have heard no one else say and that I want everyone listening to this to listen carefully. He said to me, of the 250 people in their hospital, everyone was infected in almost the exact same way. I asked him a second time and he said, well, almost everyone. And he said, what happens is younger people, when they go see their grandparents, they're extremely careful And this is what's happening in Belgium too. That, you know, big social distancing, mask wearing, everything. Well, then they go back and they see their parents. And they're less careful with their parents than their grandparents. And what happens, he said, the infection chain, at least locally in that area of Belgium, is utterly clear. They are infecting their parents who infect their grandparents. I had heard no one else say that. I think that's really important to know, because maybe I just reacted to it because that reflects how I would engage with my grandparents differently than my parents. I would be more careful with them. It's totally wrong. It's, again, one of these cognitive biases, a quirk of our thinking.
What have we learned here? Keep distance to your own parents?
Yeah. Keep distance from everyone. That's, again, the golden rule. And we've talked about it on the show. We tend not to do that with people, you know, we're closer to, family, friends. But we also are doing it wrong, assessing the risk wrong, thinking our parents aren't going to be, you know, as problematic if they get it as compared to our grandparents. But the infection chain still happens that way. He said nearly everyone in there got infected that way. Mm.
All right. Well, thanks for sticking with us, listener. Today we saw something that, yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
It's going to be a rough 10 days for Belgium. I'm hoping Germany can take in as many patients as possible. We will keep you updated on the news there.
Science Unscripted.